This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupay se adhik ki rashi hamare karodon annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. ये योजना वाकई अद्भुत है. एक क्लिक से करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है. दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है.
On the second day of his Assam visit, the PM will travel to Silchar today to lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Later today, the PM will arrive in Kolkata and inaugurate and lay foundation stones for multiple development projects worth about 18,680 crore rupees. He will launch highway projects of the National Highway Authority of India worth around 16,990 crore, lay foundation stones for key port infrastructure and flag off the Purulia Anand Vihar Terminal Express, improving connectivity across West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and the National Capital Region. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants, second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. The Lok Sabha also approved the Appropriation Bill 2026. Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fatali said India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fatali expressed optimism regarding the issue. Meanwhile, Joint Secretary, Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India is self-sufficient in the production of petrol and diesel. She said all refineries are working at 100% capacity and have adequate inventory of crude. In West Bengal, the first supplementary voter list under special intensive revision is expected next week following a directive from the Supreme Court. Sources in the Election Commission of India said over 60 lakh names were under review in the initial list, with around 15 lakh already resolved. Verification for nearly 35 lakh voters is ongoing, and cases not appearing in the supplementary list will be heard by tribunals set up under the Supreme Court's order, the officials added. The Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program has engaged over 1,500 students across multiple educational institutions in the national capital. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports yesterday said the interactive sessions focused on youth participation in nation building and the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The registrations for the sixth phase of Yuva Sangam are now open. The Ministry of Education is inviting youth from across India to participate in this initiative under Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The last day to register is 18th of this month. Registration can be done by visiting the website ebsb.aicte-india.org. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. Salima Tete-led India will now face England in the final match today at 7:30 p.m. In the Swiss Open Badminton, India's Tarun Manepalli will face Indonesia's Anthony Sinisuka Ginting in the men's singles quarterfinals this morning. Last evening, India's top-seeded men's doubles pair Satvik Sai Raj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty pulled out of their quarterfinal clash after Satvik Sai Raj suffered a shoulder issue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.